The following shir has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet. The Gemara at the beginning of Hanechnokim of Pei Dalet on the Beis says as follows: Yiboyelu Ben Mao Sheyakiz Dam Lothith. Is a son allowed to be Makiz Dam for his father? The Mishnah says that one of the Nechnokim are Hamaka of the Imai. The definition of Hamaka of the Imai is that he makes a Chabura, that he makes his father bleed, either the father actually bleeds, or even Nitzer Hadam, a black and blue mark, is also considered to be a Chabura, even if he hits him in a way that would make him deaf. Also, the Gemara says that there is some internal bleeding which would be considered to be a chabura. The shaila is if the son is going to be makis dam to the father, which l'chayra ein l'cha chabura gadol mizu, he's mamish, he's letting out blood. However, the tachlis of this chabura is l'refuah. The tachlis of this chabura is for a constructive purpose in order to heal the father. So the shaila is this nichlal in the iser of Maka of the Imai or not? So the Gemara says, Rav Masna says it's mutter. V'hav to the Reicha Kameicha. We learn out from V'hav to the Reicha Kameicha. Rashi says, Lo Yehuzaru Yisrael Milatz L'chavireim Oldova Sheyde Chofetz Lassus Ba'atzmai. That a person is only muzer not to do what the other person, what a person would not want being done to themselves. Since Maka of the Imai is essentially at the end of the day an Aveira Bein Odom L'Chaveroi, it's totally on the Kepeda of the father. Since Fakert, if the father wants it done, the person himself was being Makka would also want it to be done to him if he had the same health situation. So therefore, we learn from V'hav to the Recha Kamecha that the Isser of Makka of the Imai would not apply in such a case. Rav Diri Bar Chinana Omar brings another Pasuk, a Hekesh, Makka Odom L'Makka Behema. Ma maka behema lerfua potter, af maka odom lerfua potter. So basically, Rav Masna and Rav Dimi Bar Chinana are pleishet our shayla the kula that it is mutter. The Gemara goes on to say two different stories, so to say. Rav le shavuk le brela mishka le siluya. Rav did not allow his son to remove a thorn, like a splinter, and Madre Ravina lo shavuk lebrei lmiftach lekavsa. Madre Ravina did not allow their son, his son, to go ahead and to open a blister caused by a burn. Dilma chavale, he was scared that he would be chavalim, v'havale shigas iser. He was scared that he would make him bleed, and that would be a shigas iser. And the Gemara explains that even if another doctor would go ahead and do the procedure and make him bleed, so still it would be, you know, make any yid bleed, even not one's father. On that, the Gemara says that for another yid, it's only a shkaga of a lav, masha enkein, for the father, it is a shigas chenek. Shainim mashma, that the chashash is, the Ramban, the Rosham, that the chashash is that when he's doing the procedure, he's going to do more than is medically necessary. And one could imagine that these two procedures are being discussed, to remove a thorn, to remove a splinter, and to go ahead and to make a opening, a drainage of a blister. So really both those things in certain ways are not very defined. And since not very defined, it would really be very easy for a person to go ahead and to do a little bit more and to make chavala, which was not mamish l'tzayach. And therefore, Rav and Mar Brei Ravina did not allow their son to do these procedures on them. Now, we find Kenira in the Rishenim, a Machloikas Rishenim. The Rif, when he brings this Gemara, he only brings Rav and Mar Brei Ravina. He brings the Shaila, may a son be makas dam for his father, and he brings that Rav did not allow it, and Mar Brei Ravina did not allow it. It would seem, and the Bais Yosef learns like this at the beginning, that it would seem that they learn that there's a machlokes in our Gemara, that the first two Amoraim held that it's mutter, the second two Amoraim held that it's aser, and the Rif is machmer in a sofik as a Torah, and therefore it is aser for a son to do any medical procedure on the father, which could come to being meitzi dam, to chavala, because we are chayshish for the shigas kars. The shigas chenek. The kars, the shigas chenek. That is the opinion of the Rif Kipshutai. The Rambam paskins, v'chein hu makiz dam oy roifei, lo yakiz dam lo aviv, v'lo yachtich lo eiver, af al pishem rechav lo refuah, ba'medvar mamurim, b'sheyeh sham acher lasos. That's only when there is somebody else who's available to do it. Avlam ein sham acher lasos, if there's no one else to do it, for whom it's star, and the father's in pain, ha'reze makiz v'chaytech kifi ma'sheyeh lasos, He can be makizdam. He can amputate even a limb, as much as his father allows him to do. So the Beis Yosef explains that the Rambam understands that really there is no machlokes in our Gemara. That really both are correct. The first two ma'amaroim who passing that as mutter is me'ikr. They're passing it as mutter because me'ikr adin it's mutter. However, the Rav and Mar Brei Ravina who did not allow it, they were talking in a situation where there was an Acher. They were talking in a situation where there was somebody else who was available to do it. And therefore, they preferred an Acher and then being Machmer. Meikra did its Mutter, but an Acher would be preferable. The Beis Yosef then brings the Ramban. And the Ramban says that even the Rif has to be learnt like the other Rishenim. The Rif also has to be learnt like the other Rishenim, that the Rif also means only to be Machmer L'Chatchila, even though he does not bring the first to Amaroyim, we hold that it's Mot L'Chatchila, but the Kavana of the Rif also is that it's only Osir when there is an Acher. However, where there is no Acher, so then it would be mutter for the son to go ahead and be makas dam and to be chaytich this Aver. And the Ramban brings a raya to his shita. And he says that every time when a doctor heals, how could a doctor ever get involved in a patient? Maybe in a critically ill patient. Maybe what's going to happen is that he's going to make a mistake and he might inadvertently cause the person to die, which is also a sofik chi of misa. So, memela tayat Ramban, that if the Torah was nitin reshus l'roi for the rapis, u mitzvah nami ika, so therefore, how can we ever allow, in that heter of a doctor to practice medicine, in the rapa yirapa, that a doctor may practice medicine, what that means is that the Torah is telling you that the doctor is allowed to practice medicine, he does it lefi, his best shikol hadas, and it's not usher to do, because he might end up killing the person, which is also a shigas misa. Memela tainet Ramban, that if we allow a doctor to go ahead and heal anybody, and we're not scared of the shigas misa, which will come through chas hashalom ritzicha, so too we should allow the son to go ahead and work on his father, and not be concerned of the shigas misa, the shigas chavala, which would be a shigas chenek. Of course, if there's someone else who could do it, so we'd rather take a risk with the shigas lav. But if there's no one else to do it, so then we're makel that the son could go ahead and be makas dam for his father. The Ramban at the end of the piece explains that although the Torah says allows the doctor to practice medicine to the best of his ability and is not chayshish for the shkaga that might come for a tzicha, and we should not learn from there that the son could practice medicine on his father and not be worried about the Shigas Chenek, because, as we explained, the Shigas Misa is a... everyone has the same problem, so to say. So therefore, we have to take that risk. Masha Egen, the Shigas Chenek, we don't have to take that risk. So therefore, if there's somebody else to do it, we won't take that risk. But if there's no one else to do it, so then, even according to the Rif, we would allow the son to be Merape. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, it's rather very interesting. Because the Rambam, the Mechaber, who generally is Nimshach after the Rambam, he just brings the Rif. He says, Hayakayis Tachof La'adith, Reish Mem Aleph, Siv Gimel, Lo Yaitzienu, Shema Yavi Lasis Chabura. So the Mechaber says him that a doctor may not practice medicine on his father, and there are ma'eds by medvar murim k'sheyesham acher lasex. When is this true? When there's somebody else to do it, but if there's nobody else to do it, and he's a mitzayer, so then he can be makis and chaytech kefi mashe yesheu lasis. So the Rambam brings the sheet to Rambam, and the mechaber kenire is chayshish for the rif, because he brings the halacha that the son may not practice medicine on his father, and he does not bring this exception of ein lo yacher. Now, obviously, we're talking about only a case of tsar. If it was a case of pkuach nefesh, so pkuach nefesh lechayra would be doicha that iser also. In the beginning of Gesher HaChayim, the Rechil Michal Tuchinsky brings a maisa that there was a nurse who was asked to give shots to his mother, and the situation was that the mother was remarried. And the son was willing to give the shots, obviously for free, and they would have had to bring down another nurse to give these shots, so it would have been a expense. And in those days, Yerushalayim, the expense might even have been in a situation which was really very expensive for the couple to carry at that point. And therefore, the mother preferred that her son should give her the shots, and thereby save the expense. So the question came to Rechil Michal Tuchinsky, is this mutter or is this usser? Is this called ika acher or is this called leker acher? So Rechil Michal Tuchinsky says three svaros lahakam. First, he writes that giving a shot into the basar, when one is not going into into a vein, so it very often does not bleed, and since it very often does not bleed, it's definitely not segregation that it's going to bleed. So therefore, this type of shat, generally speaking, is not for sure going to make a chabura, and therefore it might not be a shaila of a chabura at all. Number one. The second thing he says is that it's mavur in the Ramban that the pshat of Gemara is that they were scared that the son would do more. And as we explained, taking out a splinter or making an opening for pus to drain out is not such a defined type of malacha. And therefore, one can do a little more, one can do a little less, and therefore, there's a chashash, he might do shalev mokum tzayich. Masha'eki giving a shat, according to what the doctor prescribed, is very defined. You give the shat. And therefore, the chashash of giving more would not exist. And besides, he says, that the fact that there's no one else who would do it for free, and the parents' means were limited, that would make it into leka acher, and since it would make it into leka acher, so therefore, based on these three things, it would be mutter. And he writes, though, that before he writes this tshuva into the Gesher HaChayim, which he's printing for everybody, so he wanted to send it out to other Gedolei Torah to see if they were maskim to him or not. So he writes over here something very fascinating. He sent a child to Herzog, and he sent a child to Rav Pesach Frank, who was the Ravid of Yerushalayim at the time. And then he says that he also sent it to Keichav HaNoga HaChadosh, the young new rising star, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Shlita, right? Who's a young Talmud Chacham, who's stagnating and growing from day to day, a future Gadol Hador. So they all wrote him back tshuvas to discuss what he wrote. And I just wanted to share with the Eilam Rav Shlomo Zalman's tainus over there. Rav Shlomo Zalman, first of all, he brings down that maybe we should not be so quick to be mekel, even on the tain, even if there's no acher, because the mechaber, as we mentioned, does not bring down the taina of lek of acher. So even though we pass like the Ramah, that if there's nobody else to do it, we will allow the son to do it, but we should do that a little bit slower, with more mesinos, since it seems that the mechaber is not willing to commit himself to this heter, and we're dealing with a serious isser. He also brings down another sniff lahachmir, and that is that really the halacha is that a husband as a tznai ksuba is mechuyev to pay for his wife's refuah. So over here, where there is a husband, and this husband is not this person's father, so by giving the refuah, he's not helping his father either. He's just saving money to this other stepfather. So who says that's called lek acher? We have a person who's mechuyev with a tznai ksuva to go ahead and to pay for this work, but since we have somebody who's mechuyev to go ahead and pay for this work, so memela we should mechayev him to pay for it. Why is that considered to be that we have nobody else to go ahead and to do it? Rav Shlomo Zalman brings actually that there are other achrayim who agreed to Rav Chilmichel Tegrachinsky. He brings in the Shuvas Yifei Leiv and also from a Sefer Meshek Basie, who says that if it's efsher bechinam, that if the only the son will do it free, everyone else cost money, that would be a valid reason to call it efsher b'acher. And then he brings the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that the whole shaila of the father, the son operating on the father, he says fascinating thing. He says it's only when the father does not give rishus, because the halacha is that if the father were to give rishus and allow the son to go ahead and to do this procedure, so zokta min cheschinach, so it's a mutter al tzav shemachal kvoidei kvoidei machal, that the father can go ahead and be meichel is covered. So if the father is meichel is covered, so the father can be meichel kibud of aim. Since the father can be meichel kibud of aim, so therefore, if the father gives him rishus, so then l'chayer that should not be a problem whatsoever. And he really, this really goes a little bit back to the previous mentioned svara, because the case of the Gemara, the chashash was that they can do more than is necessary. When the chashash is one can do more than is necessary, so then you could say that the father was never really masking to have more than was necessary done to him. Mashenkin over here, where it's very finite, and we know it's necessary, even if the original doctor is wrong, but since the father is operating on the instructions of the doctor, and he wants the doctor's instructions carry out, therefore, there is, he gives rishus, he gives 100% rishus, and therefore, there is no chashash. Now, the emes is that the notes in the bottom of Minchas Chinuch, they bring a Tshuvas Radvaz and others who say that a father can only be meichel on his kavod, he cannot be meichel on his bezayin. And therefore, although the father can be meichel kibud of aim, but he can't be meichel haka and klala because of bezayin. But I was thinking that could be Rikri Mechalik. When we say that a father can't be meichel bezayin, to go ahead and stab be maka and stab be mechalal, that's obviously a bezayin. And that the father can't be meichel if you hold the father can't be meichel bezayin. However, when a person is being isik l'refua and he does a little bit more, and this is something that he would do on any patient, you know, because of his asharas hadas and shikal hadas, or the slight slippings of the needle as he's taking out the kites, so that
cannot be considered to be a derech b'zayin, and since it's not considered to be derech b'zayin, so therefore l'chayra it would seem that even those who aser, who say the father can't be meichel on a kohen b'zayin, should be meida over here. L'maisa l'halacha Reb Shlomo Zalman is meichel, and Shuchinsky is meichel, and that's pashtus, the way we go l'halacha, that if the father prefers dafka the son, or it's bechinam, or there's some other revach where he wants dafka the son, so then for sure in a case where the kier is finite, it is mutter. And there's makom to be mekel, of course, once you ask their own shayla, in a case where it is not 100% finite. An example of that is dental work. If, cavities and other dental work, where sometimes the dentist will make a person bleed, that would be more similar to the kites. So there we'd have to come on to the svara that the fact that the father trusts his son more, or the father, or it's for free, we'd have to come on to those svaras. That's more, that would be the only svar to make it over there. Masha and Cain, if we're dealing with something like a shat, so since dealing with something like a shat is more, is much more finite, so then we would have the additional svaras from Rishon LeZion.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.